Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show, 1-800-947-3979, freebeerandhotwings.com. And for free, where you get apps, the Free Beer and Hot Wings app. All right, let's try this, the three-question game. I'm going to give you three things. Each of them, you will need to write down three reasons, and they should be reasons with some depth that mean something to you. For example, the first one, list what your favorite color is, and then underneath, list the three reasons why that's your favorite color. But again, it should have some depth to it. I really struggled with that one.
Because I like it.
Think of what the color reminds you of. Think of what it means to you.
Okay.
They don't have to be perfect. Okay?
Man, I got my three for the favorite color already.
Three reasons?
Damn. Hell yeah. Are we going one question by one question?
Yes. So the next one, number two. What is your favorite animal? Give three reasons. All right? So the first one, your favorite color, three reasons why it's your favorite color. Answer with some depth. Second one, favorite animal.
Jeez.
It could be a specific animal, like Lassie, just as an example, or the Ninja Turtles. I don't know. It's your thing. The last one, your favorite form of or body of water. You could say the river that was by my house growing up, or you could say toilet water or a fresh glass of clean water. So number one, favorite color. Number two, favorite animal. Three, favorite form of or body of water. And then three reasons each is your favorite with some depth.
Got it.
So you have all nine of your answers. You're good. You're comfortable. We could move on. And I have mine as well. We'll get everybody's results. Number one, your favorite color actually symbolizes your views on your own personality. So let's start with Kelly. You were quick to get done. Kelly, what was your favorite color?
Glow in the dark.
Your three reasons, according to relational psychology, indicate how you view your own personality. What were your reasons?
My reasons for glow-in-the-dark being my favorite color is I've loved glow sticks because not only can you party with them at raves and throw them around and they're great, you can also wear them as jewelry, so they're multi-purpose. And then glow-in-the-dark is the color of glow sticks.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say glow-in-the-dark, I think of the immediate color everyone thinks of, that beautiful glow-in-the-dark green.
Okay.
That's what I think of. But glow-in-the-dark color or glow sticks come in all different colors of glow-in-the-dark,
true,
which
that.
I love. My second one is I moved a lot, so all my rooms were different, but I always had glow-in-the-dark stars on my ceiling, which was probably incredibly annoying for whoever moved in next because I never took them down myself. And the third is it's a unique one to say because people hear that and they're like, that's not a color. And yet they immediately pictured the green color in their head. And when I point that out, they're like, well, okay, it is a color. Mm. It's glow-in-the-dark. And so...
Boy, that is a tough one.
Because so many people are going to say, blue... Which is fine. Blue is a beautiful color. Mm-hmm. I love blue,
mm-hmm.
but glow in the dark.
Okay. So that kind of, you can kind of see where that's your personality.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it certainly is rooted in things from your personality,
yeah.
right? You enjoy where you came from, the festivals. Yeah. You're someone who says yes to things. You're comfortable standing out in a crowd,
yeah.
like glow.
Yeah.
Fair?
yes.
right?
Exactly. I can stand out in a crowd.
What was your third
at
one?
At nighttime, especially. It's unique because people say it's not a color.
Yeah. I think that, I mean, I don't have a direct way to apply that to you, but it's uniqueness.
Yeah.
I think you cherish that about yourself.
Sure.
So that works for you.
Yeah.
Hot wings.
Yes.
What was your favorite color?
Blue.
Okay. Any blue?
I mean, the blues kind of vary a little bit. No, I don't have a specific like shade of blue
just checking.
That I love.
All right. What were the three reasons that you wrote down that actually describe your personality?
Well, I think it looks good on me. I think I look good in blue.
Okay. So you think your personality looks good on you?
I guess.
Okay.
I think it's a great color on cars.
Of course.
Again, nailed it.
And when you see a blue sky, it also means that it's sunny out, which makes me happy.
Mm-hmm. I think it works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you and I have a lot of similarities. Mine was navy blue. And my reason was, I guess it looks good on me.
Yeah.
It reminds me of dusk, which I generally like. And it reminds me of large bodies of water like the ocean or Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
So
similar, yeah.
I don't know how those work for my personality. Steve, what was your color?
My favorite color is blue.
Okay. What were your three reasons?
It's the color of water. Okay. And I've always really loved that. I think they call it like the marble picture that you see of Earth. It was like when they first sent satellites up and they took all the pictures of Earth, and it's like just the full round Earth, and it's that bright blue and the bright green, and then like the tan and everything.
Yeah.
And I've always loved that picture.
That is cool.
But blue has always been my favorite color, mainly because there's so much water in that picture.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
When I think of favorite colors, my brain immediately goes to primary colors. So red, yellow, blue. Blue, by far the best of those three colors.
Okay.
And then it combines well with black and silver, which are also colors that I really love that color combination.
Well, I can't tie that to your personality at all. But, I mean, that's fine. It's not my job.
Yeah.
You love the Detroit Lions alternative jerseys.
I do. Oh, I love that.
It really pops
when,
for him.
When the Tampa Bay Lightning became a team and their jerseys came out, those black jerseys with the blue and the white and the silver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like the greatest day of my life.
And number three?
That was three.
What was two?
Of the primary colors, it's by far the best.
I thought that was worth one in the same. I got you. It's interesting that you only had three colors to choose from in your mind.
Yeah.
Is it an indication of your simplicity?
Maybe.
Maitland, what was your favorite color?
Chartreuse.
Oh, yeah. I knew we were marching to a new drummer here. Because the three dudes are like, blue, blue, blue.
Yeah.
No one's surprised, right?
Royal blue, by the way.
Royal blue.
Yeah, if you wanted to pinpoint mine.
Okay. Nate?
Yes. Chartreuse is my favorite. I think for the first reason is that people think it's ugly at first. But I think that it is fun and funky and unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My second reason, it reminds me of like the 70s aesthetic, all the colors from that era. And I find that very cozy.
Mm-hmm.
And then number three, it pairs well, surprisingly, with other colors. One of the biggest wedding color trends right now is like chartreuse and burgundy. That looks really cool together. Or chartreuse with a really pretty blue, or chartreuse with lavender or whatever. Or even when I wear it, no matter what color my hair is, it still looks good on me. And so I just think it's surprisingly a versatile color.
Love. That's pretty good. Now, the person that administered this test to me would have said, well, it's versatility, its ability to fit in with others and look good while doing it would be your views on your personality.
I could see that.
Yeah.
If I were a crayon, I'd be a chartreuse one.
Does that track for you?
Yeah.
Tommy, what was your favorite color?
Yeah, me and Maitland matched up pretty well here. My favorite color is lavender, and it's for a lot of the same reasons. It's really calming when I see it. Like, I didn't think I can look at it and be like, I take a fresh breath.
And that's true. Everyone who thinks of your personality thinks of calming.
Yeah. I'm the calmest thing out there, y'all. Have you ever heard me? Yeah. Seen me? Twitching all the time. The other thing is I love lavender because it goes well with everything.
Very similar.
Very similar there. I totally get that.
And you're a blender. You can match up with other people, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think I can fit in if you plug me somewhere, generally. The last reason was
I learned
because I really want to take a bite out of it. If something is that color, it just looks yummy.
Okay.
Always
can't
comes
make
back
that
to
one
food.
Work.
Yeah. I don't think I can make that one work.
All right. That one I think is the hardest to do. But when we come back, because I had you do favorite animal and three reasons, and favorite form or body of water. Now those are not about your personality directly. One of them is about your sexuality and how you view it.
Oh. Mm.
And one of them is about the traits you want for your perfect mate. So look ahead at your answers and think about which one you hope is which.